Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Yes, it's issue 542 of the Companion Podcast for Ipswich Town, of course. And Higgy's back. Yay! Celebrate good times.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the first official assistant manager that Aitor Kananka has actually had, because there was debate about whether, you know, he was getting it right without having an assistant manager. So good news from that point of view.
Yes, and if you can't score goals, bring the fellow in that scored the first ever goal at the Riverside.
Exactly. I mean, Jacob Butterfield, obviously very close.
Very close.
But different rules, you know. Is it an argument for goal line technology in the Championship?
Yeah, absolutely. Why just bring it in the Premier League?
Exactly. Seven games. I mean, if nothing else, it's a record-winning season from that point of view.
Well, it is, yeah.
The way in which we're continuing to actually go with the ongoing drought.
Yeah.
Which probably means that it'll be Middlesbrough 8, Ipswich 0 tomorrow.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, well, it's season ticket renewals and all the rest.
Yeah, exactly. It would be very timely.
Although I suspect Mick McCarthy might be a little bit miffed if that was the case. This particular edition of Flowers to the Moon, we'll be looking at, obviously, the recent battles against Sheffield Wednesday and other sides that Borough have actually been working through. All change for Cleveland Juniors, a connection with respect to new looks at that. And, of course, the views of the fans in terms of the onset of newbies, etc. So let's go back to the Sheffield Wednesday game to start off with, Rob. Fair result in the end, or was it just a case of, oh no, another sending off and a penalty, and of course the goal that was allowed?
Yeah, we didn't play very well. It wasn't a good game. I think Sheffield Wednesday themselves were had a bit of a cloud over them from the fact that they'd just been beaten by Charlton Athletic in the FA Cup, so their dream quarter final tie against Sheffield United
derby.
Exactly, was had been snatched from them. And obviously we hadn't been scoring, they hadn't been winning. And it wasn't much of a game, to be honest. But in saying that, Jacob Butterfield hit both posts and Kirkland snatched it on the line and said afterwards, key thing was afterwards, oh yes, it was well over the line. And you can see on the cameras it was a long way over the line. And then there's obviously controversy again with the actual penalty that clinches it at the very end, because the new keeper that we put in, the Spanish keeper, came out, he missed the ball, and there's a shot at goal. Does it hit Whitehead's arm or not? It's really hard to see. And if it did, it probably wasn't deliberate, so therefore he shouldn't have been red carded, but a penalty was given, he's sent off, and they score the goal. And when you're a team that doesn't score any goals like Middlesbrough, then you're never likely to get it. 1-0's, you know, gonna be good enough, isn't it?
Allowing for the fact that clearly we have a situation where it's all down to balance and so on. The W word was used quite extensively. No, it's not that W word. It was worry. And in the aftermatch interview, Aita Karanka, I think, said he was worried quite a long time. That's not going to help, is it?
No. No, I can't help feeling that we've lost our way after the transfer window. It might do us good in the long term. But that's probably going to be next season, as in Ljukovic has gone away and started scoring goals. Danny Graham's come in, hasn't scored goals.
And you saw that Curtis Mayne is suddenly actually being played on the wing as opposed to, obviously, the likelihood of carry on.
I think this could be one reason why Higgy's been brought in, because there seems to be a lack of communication. You can't afford having some sort of falling out with Carriol. The manager said last week that it wasn't anything special. That was his words, and that everything was okay again. But he should have been in the squad, I think. Also, I pointed out at the time, I felt when we got rid of a lot of people in the transfer window on loan, which is fair enough because you don't want them to sort of click in the heels. You want them to gain experience, the young players. I did feel at the time that certain players like Adam Reach going out on loan again. I wasn't sure about that. I questioned that because I thought you've only got two wingers at the club, two out and out wingers. If something happens to one of those wingers, then you want Adam Reach to be on standby. But Adam Reach is playing for Bradford City, and he would have been better surely for him to have started rather than Curtis Mayne on the wing.
Chris Bartley is responsible for 10 of the most chilling words I've ever seen in Flowers.
Really?
And those words are: the games have felt as soulless as the Strachan era.
Oh
no!
Oh yeah. It's a point.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we Gordon, obviously.
He's doing all right at Scotland, isn't he?
Well, exactly.
Amazingly.
Clearly, that's a sort of line, etc. Coming up on the show, we'll be talking about, obviously, the return of Craig Hignett, and indeed Stanis Tan's views with respect to that. As mentioned, we'll be looking at the line with respect to the new sod of earth that's been turned over with Cleveland Juniors, and the backup with respect to that. And, of course, the development squad. Interesting, obviously, balancing out the senior squad with their recent Borough under-21s nil. Aston Villa 2.
Mm.
All this and more on Flurry to the Moon, the podcast.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to
come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words a lifetime of entertainment.
Gotta say, Stanistan, perhaps he's just influenced by the current state of play in the Crimea, having just been serving on the front line in Afghanistan, comes out with the initial recommendation, which I don't think Steve Gibson is going to take too seriously. I think the club should start charging ticket prices by the goal, as it would be free at the moment.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Adrian Boddy writes, what if, I asked my brother what is a goal. He said it's edge when the ball gets past the goalie and goes over the line. My dad said, that can't be right, we did that on Wednesday on Saturday. Not to be confused, it was Sheffield Wednesday, obviously. He then asked his dad, what is a goal? And he said, I don't know, go and ask Grandad. It's getting beyond a joke, this, really. It's not good in any way, shape or form. From the book routine, Jeff Snaith writes about Mark Crossley, number one for Billingham Juniors. Billingham Juniors represents, or indeed presents, a sportsman's dinner with Mark Crossley on Friday, the 21st of March, 2014.
Yes, that's right. A good club, a good little club there, I think. And obviously, they need to get some funds in to sort of, for the facilities and everything, which is, it's an example of, following an example of what's happened at Cleveland Juniors, perhaps, this week, where they've had a major windfall. An organisation called Lions Roar, who many people might have seen, they came to prominence in the South Africa World Cup. They're from Teesside, from Eaglescliffe, and they went out to South Africa and did a lot of work with kids in an orphanage and did a lot of coaching of kids. And they're also going out to Brazil in 100 days' time, or just under 100 days now, to do a lot of work there. And they're actually doing they're doing two projects, one that are absolutely parallel, and one's in Middlesbrough, one's in Brazil, and the one in Middlesbrough is to build some new changing facilities and a clubhouse for Cleveland Juniors, who have been using just a sort of a sort of porta place, really, on a field. Which has been really well used. And it was interesting talking to Robbie Blake when Robbie Blake was playing, who went on to play for Burnley in the Premier League. We had a lot of players that came from Cleveland Juniors that went on to become professionals. Jonathan Woodgate, later on Adam Johnson, who was in a cup final, I believe, at the weekend. A lot of players that went through Cleveland Juniors, and at the time they were roving from one pitch to another, and they hadn't had any proper facilities. But this is a fantastic thing that Lions Roar, a package that brought together, and they broke the turf for a new clubhouse, and this will be like a major facility for the community. And, you know, the junior football teams are very important. The amount of people that were there at this occasion just shows how important it is for not just the lads that are playing, but for the whole community around there.
And, of course, Lions Roar is based in Eaglescliffe, a movement that mobilises football fans to use their love of the sport to make a difference in the lives of others. And it's working with the club as part of its first ever UK legacy project.
Absolutely. They explained to me, they were actually at watching an England match in the Euros in Portugal a few years ago, and they looked around, the two of them, and thought, there's all these England fans there. What do they do between games? Why couldn't we not mobilise? Oh, look, think of all the skills that they've got to do something for the good of the countries that they actually go to in the World Cups and the European Championships. And that's what they're doing. They do major projects. We've got about 1,000 people working in Brazil, but they're also doing things at home as well. It's and it shows that the good that football can do.
Since 2000, the foundation has awarded around 125 grants worth £7 million across the North Riding region towards grassroots sports projects, with money generously provided by the funders, the Premier League. Well, they do have some, of course.
They do.
Very important. So that's Cleveland Juniors. And, of course, the first thing's coming through there. You get an interview, of course, with Lions Roar Chief Executive Officer John Burns.
Yes.
Michelle Rush, John Burns and Robbie Blake were the key folk there. Of course, former Darlington striker Robbie Blake grew up playing for Cleveland Juniors, including, as you mentioned, Adam Johnson as well, who decided to go to some other club.
Yes.
Got his just desserts, I think, from that point of view. So it's not just a case of Ipswich Town, of course. It's Nottingham Forest as well. So
oh, yeah.
Potentially quite a say in the promotional stakes.
Yes, they're both home games, aren't they? Both tough opponents. Forest had a few problems, a few downs as well as ups recently. Always a very intense character, their manager, Billy Davies. Always,
as intense, you know, as Alan Pardew? I mean, obviously, when you're winning when you're winning 3-1, why don't you actually sort of give a Glaswegian kiss to one of the opponents' team?
No, he was just pushing him with his head.
Exactly.
Apparently,
as you do. Yes.
You do push people with your head.
And he has so little previous.
He has very little previous. Absolutely.
As I said to a Newcastle fan, bear in mind Paolo Di Canio is still available.
Yeah. Well, that would be an interesting confrontation.
It'd be worth working for. But in terms of that, we also see that the son of the late and fabulous designer of the Southside Studio, of course, that would be Andy Nicholson. His son, once again from Power Plus Glove, is actually writing with his usual statistics. The only one slight concern that I actually have is since we heard young Master Nicholson, well, I say Joe Nicholson. Actually adding to this, we haven't really been doing very well in
He's got his work cut out.
Yeah, Joe, I don't want to sort of, you know, rain on your parade in any sense of the phrase, but if you're giving 6.5s and 7s and 8s, of course, to Kenneth Amaru and Jonathan Woodgate, maybe they also need to actually work that. Oh, to be fair, he's actually talking about the 0-0 at Leeds, so we haven't as yet seen what his views were on the Sheffield Wednesday.
No, and he's giving out high marks to the defence, and you've got to say the defence has been playing very well. It's not their fault that the attack hasn't been scoring, I suppose.
Do you think Danny Graham has just given up on scoring? Is it just a case of it's against his religion?
Well, it's obviously really the fact that Jukovic has gone away to Bolton and started scoring and Danny Graham can't score. It adds its extra pressure, doesn't it? I think he is a striker that traditionally has scored in streaks. I remember when he first went to Watford and remember when he first went to Swansea that there was periods where he didn't score. Obviously he's gone a long time this time, but If he scores on Saturday, I expect him to just keep on scoring to the end of the season, because I think he's a really good player.
We're talking another feature about clutter, but if you actually want to sort out a whole range of wonderful things, Borough Programmes is a veritable Aladdin's Cave for football fans in 58 Parliament Road.
Yeah, that's right. Plenty of clutter in there, but the sort of clutter that football fans absolutely love and revel in. It's not just Borough Programmes, it's called Borough Programmes, but there's programmes from all over England, matches and all sorts of memorabilia in there.
And of course we have the notion under the heading in the stiffs, in the development squad, doesn't quite have the same ring to it, does it?
I don't think.
So this took place again at the Riverside, the under-21s back at the Riverside. Opportunities to see the next generation.
Yeah, and actually I didn't realise until afterwards, I was talking to Ron Bone, who's been one of the main springs behind the youth development at Middlesbrough since Colin Todd's days. That's a long time, and he said that actually we put out a very very young squad indeed. You could see they were quite clearly in front of you, like school kids really, and four of that squad had actually been released from Middlesbrough, but such was the depth of the injuries that problems that they've had, and obviously players have been sent away on loan, that they had to ask for the lads that the released from Middlesbrough to come back and play. And I didn't know which ones they were, because everyone really gave the best and played very very well against a more experienced Aston Villa team. They were beaten 2-0, and Aston Villa had the different, obviously Aston Villa can score in front of goal and Middlesbrough can't, but apart from that, they held their own and played really well. I think that all the individuals could be very proud of themselves.
Lovely line. Dave Parnaby came down from the gods to chat to his coaches and commiserate with his Borough team. Obviously, if he's up in the gods, perhaps he could actually get some divine intervention.
Yeah, I did notice in the paper that, where I hadn't noticed at the time, but he was actually sitting next to Ito Karanka and Craig Hignett in the photo in the paper. So, obviously, the three wise men holding council.
Yes, well, hopefully they'll bond in every sense of the word, because otherwise Ernst Max, surely a made-up name, we are all nil-nil experts now. We can distinguish both good and bad, and around about 80 minutes into the next one, I found myself wondering why I didn't place more money on a goalless draw. I told you it's going to be 8-0 tomorrow, I'm sure.
Well, he'd have lost anyway, wouldn't he, because it was Sheffield Wednesday.
Indeed, sir. That's a routine for that. Is that a case of mid-table mediocrity, or dare we still dream that there is a possibility of the playoffs? Is it a case of, for us, the season is over?
I think we're not going to get in the playoffs. No way. I mean, I'm not saying I think. We aren't. But basically, the season isn't over, because we've got to score a goal. We can't keep going on like this. We've got to come back. We've got to.
Peterborough went down with 54 points last season.
Really? I don't think we're going to be troubled by going down at all, but I think that you've got to build this season for next season at the very least, and you've got to show some fight and come back and go on the sort of run that you went on at Christmas and start sticking a lot of goals in the net and start seeing the sort of semblance of the team that we can build on for next season, because we've got a lot of loan players here. We need to know who's going to be here next season, but we need to have something to build on.
And, of course, we have the classic line of season tickets are available.
Yeah.
And presumably Steve Gibson would like people to actually buy them for next year.
I would have thought, I would hope so. Yeah, price is frozen once again. But, yes, we need to see some goals, don't we?
You've been listening to Issue 542, Podcast Companion for Ipswich Town. How do people actually get hold of the magazine, either back issues or indeed for the remaining parts of the season? Rob Nichols.
Well, obviously you can buy them at match days from around the ground, but if you go on the website www.fmttm.com, I have like a fanzine shop where I put up the issues for sale, and then you can subscribe or email me at fmttmadmin@gmail.com.
There we are, sorted through it in every sense of the word. I won't ask for predictions because it's not there. I mean, as we said at the start of this piece, Higgy is back. So let's hope that things work through on
that's
that all. Basis.
Higgy brings goals.
But absolutely. And again, it's interesting that obviously he's left Colin Cooper at Hartlepool.
Yeah, I not worked any notice or anything like that. So it's a bit of a shame how that's come about. I wonder... I haven't heard whether Colin Cooper's taken in another assistant, but they were working very well together. And it's a difficult club to work at when you've just been relegated. Yeah, so it's a shame for Hartlepool.
But at least I think they're fairly safe. They probably won't get promotion, but or make the playoffs, but they will be doing their own thing, no doubt.
Yeah.
And, of course, Darlington. We just don't talk about them these days, do we? Where are they? Where are Darlington?
Working their way through the leagues.
Exactly.
And trying to keep the finances in order, unfortunately.
We finally wrap up with Master Thomas Bartley. I know it's early days, but the addition of Craig Hignett to the staff may be the missing piece in the jigsaw. It's nice to see that Master Thomas Bartley still has that optimism. It's very good.
He's still doing jigsaws.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's wonderful, going cliche in its own way. Okay, that's pretty much it. Rob, those final seven words in the wonderful way which leads the team into success.
Yeah.
Wisdom, joy and happiness, of course, they are.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.